Okay, so I have a really quick explanation for releasing this egg hunt thing so late. So the reason I'm putting this out here a little late is because I wanted to give you guys a chance to get on Roblox and do the egg hunt yourself, and I didn't want to ruin the fun by giving you, oh, here's where all the eggs are, type stuff. So, that's my really quick explanation. Also, just in case you were wondering, it will probably be like this, like, an episode every, 2 or 3 weeks, which I think it's been about a month now. I'm not fully sure. Yep, it's been a month now. And over a month, actually. So, yeah. It's gonna be like this a lot. Also, just a heads up, I will be releasing some reviews for some of the more popular games, like Camping is the first one. I am actually working on that one right now. Probably going to schedule that for a release tomorrow. And then, I'm also going to do an Arsenal one, a tower defense simulator one. What else should I do? Yeesh, I don't think I got any more I can do or that I can think of. A bad business one would actually be good. Although I don't play bad business anymore because of an update they threw in with the egg. Like, I was planning to get the egg in Bad Business, but then I totally changed my mind when I saw, oh, you actually now have to hit the shoot button to shoot, and that's just like, to me, that's not Bad Business. So, yeah, that really ticked me off. So we're gonna be doing some of that. Yeah. Okay, this will be a very, 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 very long segment. That is because we will be going over all, except for a few. This took me about 10 full minutes to get this entire list up. But yeah. I'm gonna go over some of them. I only did a few of them, so I can only tell you about some of them. So here it goes. A Wolf or Other was one. Adopt Me was one of the more popular egg hunt places. Astral Hearts, I gave this one a shot, but it's like, I love Astral Hearts, but it just was really confusing. I finally actually had to look it up, and I found out, oh, there's somebody right there that you need to talk to when you get in. And I felt super dumb because I kind of am super dumb. So yeah. Bad Business, as I said, I was only in here for about a minute because I found out it doesn't do the, oh, you just have to aim to shoot at them. And then there is Bear, the horror one with the weird cartoon bear. I really hated that when I played it. Not because it's bad, but it was horrifying. Bee Swarm Simulator. Build a Boat for Treasure. This one was easy. I'm not kidding. This one was actually easy. Because, you got the, eggs. It's really easy to get to the dragon that drops you into the castle that has the egg in it. And that really just got me playing it. I was, like, playing it a whole lot more after that. You got Death Run Game Show. I'm not sure how that's different from Death Run. I didn't do that, though. Dragon Adventures, Dungeon Quest, Egg. I think that was also one of the more popular ones. And the hardest, maybe. Egg Simulator, Epic Minigames. I gave that one a shot. I did not succeed because it would take a really long time for you to get that egg. Flop Ghost Simulator, which I really thought wasn't actually one of them. I thought, oh, some people are just putting egg event so that people will join in and think, oh, it's egg hunt. I thought that was one of them. Theme Park Hero Havoc. I did this one. It can be really confusing. I did Hotel Stories. I did Break-In. I did Mad City, Minery, Monsters of Etheria. I don't know what that says. I was shocked when I found out what murder actually was. I saw that, I was like, ah, this game looks cool. So I went in, I looked at the creator. I was surprised so much. It was made by Valve Community. And I was like, oh, the creators of Arsenal. This is sure to be a good one. And then when I saw Arsenal, that it was Arsenal Murder Mystery, I was so happy. Although there is a glitch that just popped up in here, I play all the games on mobile, so it was kind of just really, oh, because whenever you're on mobile and you hit the shoot button as the sheriff, I'm not sure if this goes for the murderer too, it just shoots in a whole different direction. My Droplets, Playing Crazy, Restaurant Tycoon 2, Robloxian, High School 2. I did this one. I forgot to circle it on my list. But, Robloxian High School 2, that one, did actually give you the Despacito egg. I don't know why I think this. I think the creator of Robloxian High School is obsessed with the Despacito spiders. This one was really easy. Robot Inc., that's more of a tycoon. Royal High, Saber Simulator, Quill Lake. I went through and played this one. This was one of the more challenging ones. Quill Lake is a really just strange game, but I love it anyways. Shard Seekers, Shark Bite. I tried to do this one. I failed very badly. Britannic, the Roblox Britannic sinking ship thing. Didn't even give that one a shot. Ski Resort, Speed Race, and Super Doom Spire, which now that I think about it, should be one of my reviews for a later episode. Tower Defense Simulator, one of my absolute favorites on this list, and more. Sorry about that and more there, because I was just like, holy moly, there are so many. I have no idea what in the world that is. Sorry if you hear that. There is something outside going on. Tower Defense Simulator was actually, one of the harder ones. Yet again, sorry about that and more. There were like, I don't know. 10 more, and I was just, like, looking at the list and looking up again, and I was like, my paper's almost full already, dude. So, I just put, and more. So, that's it for what I did. Okay, so from the list of games that I did, I will tell you how to get the eggs. I can't do this for all of them. You're on your own for the ones that I don't list off. Or you just go to some sort of website and do that. But, anyways, let's get right into this. So the first one on my list is Astral Hearts. The most confusing one, probably. So you're supposed to go to the Egg Hunt event on the first menu. And then you choose either Alice or Mad Hatter. Mad Hatter is a Reaper. Alice is a sword person. I don't know. Swords master. But, yeah, so she's, it's really confusing. You go to talk to Cheshire. She said, oh, I, got the, somebody gave, came along and gave me the egg. Told me to hide it, so I did. The monsters probably found it and smashed it up. I really recommend you going and playing the main mode before going into this. Astral Hearts is an amazing game. The main mode is probably a requirement for you if you don't know how to play when you get into that. So then you're supposed to go around killing monsters, and then I think you get the egg or something. I didn't even get the egg from this one, because I was, like, so confused, I really had to go. So, Bad Business, I think you get, the egg by getting kills in this game. Build a Boat for treasure. This one's more of a simple one. You just have to make it through about three little zone thingies. Then you'll make it to a castle where there's a dragon flying around. You have to keep an egg on your boat, on the boat, of course, and make sure that it doesn't sustain any damage. Once you get to the dragon, he'll kind of kidnap you and throw you into the castle, and boom, the egg of hidden treasures is right there. So then, Epic Minigames, there is a special round that will appear every 5 minutes. So then, it's called the Juggernaut. It's on Easter Island. And then you're supposed to take out the Juggernaut as a player, and the Juggernaut is a player, by the way. So the players are supposed to take out the Juggernaut, then first one to the egg gets it. Then you got Hero Havoc. You go and talk to the Dark Easter Bunny, the Black Easter Bunny, and he'll say, oh, all my eggs are missing, and then you have to go off, find all of the eggs, and then, so you have to go into the woods, defeat some owls, collect some Easter eggs from them, and then you're good. And then the Easter Bunny, spoiler alert, reveals that he's actually the Easter Bunny's evil twin, the Evil Bunny, and then he joins your party. Break-in. This one's extremely, extremely complicated. So, the thing is, I don't know what I just heard out there. Something really weird is happening. I don't know what. Breaking a small spoiler alert. I'm only going to spoil the beginning up until you get to a certain fight. So, don't like spoilers. I recommend you don't listen to this. Right when you get into the game, you need to start collecting ice and get that to Chili. Chili Charlie is an Iceman. You need to speedrun this, and I mean you need to, because if you don't get it all to Chili Charlie by the end of the first day, the egg portal will not open up. So then on the second night, right after the criminals break in for the purge, during the purge, then you will go into the egg portal that opened up, and then the deviled egg will be there. You're supposed to fight him to the death. It's pretty difficult fighting him. But don't worry, it isn't a long fight. And then right after the end of the fight, you'll just if you're alive and beat him, then you get the brain freeze egg. In murder, this one's really complicated. I really just don't know how to get it. There is a weird glitch thing where I got the egg for dying as an innocent. Don't ask. I don't know how it happened, but I'm pretty sure there will be a player with the egg. Only the murderer can see the egg, and if the murderer kills them, the murderer gets the egg. Quill Lake, you go up to this tower. I, first of all, recommend highly that you do not just jump right into the egg hunt thing. I think you should really just grind a little before you go into that if this is your first time playing Quill Lake. And if it isn't your first time playing Quill Lake, then you can just go jump right into it. There's this guy, he'll say that there's a temple and some sort of egg of, I don't know how to pronounce the guy's name, egg of Clutha, Chulthu, but anyways, so he'll like say, oh yeah, I want the egg and I'll reward you, if you bring it to me. So then, you go into some weird temple thing, and then you're supposed to go through like a whole lot of challenges, to get two keys, a red one and a blue one, and then that opens up the door to get the egg of Chilithu. So then when Chilithu gets no so when you get the egg of Chilithu, you like automatically get it when you grab it, and then you're able to put that on your avatar. But if you go get out of the temple and go back to the guy, then give it to him, then he will give you $50 in the game for that. So next up is Sharkbite. This one's pretty difficult. The shark will always have a buoy, like a, no, not a buoy, one of those, like, circle lifesaver things, behind him, and then, like, this, and then the, there will be a key in it. You're supposed to, I think, get on that lifesaver, grab the key, and I think that's it to get it. So, yeah. Holy moly. Get ready for the longest one of them all. Well, first of all, I should do Doomspire. Super Doomspire. Super Doomspire, you have to get 30 kills or destroy 30 blocks, and then grab the egg that is sitting there, or you can just steal the eggs from people who are doing all the work. So, I did a lot of the stealing part, so, yeah. And then that resulted in a lot of people who weren't very happy with me. But, now let's get into the tower defense one. The tower defense simulator. So, this one is, yet again, I recommend you go play the main game before even trying to do this. Like, I say get to, like, level 5 so that you can, like, understand the game and are like, oh, this is how you play. And I right now am level 59. It's not my first time playing this game, just in case you were wondering. So you got the, there is the, weird, so this one's complicated. So I'm going to explain the game right here, right now for you. I'll put out a review sometime soon, for the game. Might have even just skipped Roblox in high school too, but I might actually not have. So Tower Defense Simulator. So there's one entrance. If you don't know what tower defense is, there are enemies coming from an entrance and trying to get to an exit. You have to place down towers, I like to call them units, to stop them from getting to the exit. If they get to the exit, you lose health. And then there are different types of enemies, and in this game's case, zombies. So, one of the thing, so, in, so, you're going to a map, Eggy Island. I don't know why they changed the background music, which I liked the last one, but when they changed it, I was like, what in the world, dude? Why did you change the background music? So, so you're automatically equipped with a few units because there are all of these new people just going in for the egg hunt. They're like, oh, the egg! Oh, I should go for the egg here. And, like, just running right up to that, and if you, like, made them go with, like, just a scout, they would be dead within seconds. I mean, this map does remind me of the Heights. I still think the Heights are harder, though, because it's like, oh, if a noob wanted to play Heights, then, instant death, because they didn't equip you with units, like Eggy Island, then. On Eggy Island, there are units of zombies. The units you're equipped in, the enemies are zombies, Chugars, egg bomb thingies, hunter zombies, bunnies, Sir Hopsalots. There are only two Sir Hopsalots. And then the last one, the final boss, is Ducky Doom. There are 10 waves on this map. The towers you're equipped with are Scout, Sniper, Commander, the Pyromancer, for short, Pyro. And then the Minigunners. You're supposed to use all these units and hold off all of them. You start out with 1,900 cash, which I yet again think that's because of the people who are just joining the game for the first time. So, wave one is, so, like, on the last two waves is where it gets really hard. You have to work with your team to, get rid of all the zombies and make sure that they don't get through. And also, you, what am I saying? You're also, trying to, do it fast as possible. So it's like, oh, if I went for, 20 minutes, on this, it would, like, be fine, but it's like, really, just, you kind of want to get this done as fast as possible so that you don't have to go through it again. But when I say fast as possible, I mean, like, kill them as fast as possible. Don't, like, continuously do the skip round thing, which I think you're not allowed to do at the last two rounds. Those last two rounds, you actually have to kill, like, every enemy for the round to end. So, and then the Ducky Doom boss is really hard. I have never seen him not get past the first section. A really good tactic here on the final round is selling the guys who get out of range of Ducky Doom. And then spawning them somewhere, like, a little bit ahead of Ducky Doom so that he's, like, just out of range. But then he'll, walk into their, range in a second. So, yeah. That was extraordinarily complicated. Really quickly, Roblox in High School 2. I think I forgot this one. Find five Despacito spiders, and that's all you need to do. So, yeah. So, thank you for watching. Listening to this episode of Robloxian News. So the egg hunt is actually probably over by the egg hunt is over in about a week. So you don't have much time. By the way, I checked the date. It is currently, when I am recording this, April 20th. So, ends on April 28th, the 28th of April. So, yeah. So, I will actually list off a few games that I will give a review for. Some of these I just decided to do this. So, I'm working on the camping one right now. So, Astral Hearts will get one. Arsenal will get one. I'm pretty sure I will give Quill Lake a review. Tower Defense Simulator is definitely. And when I say camping, I mean like all the camping games by Samson XVI. So, yeah, that will probably be posted tomorrow. Because I only have a few things I need to do with that. And that's going to be really easy. So, thank you for watching. I almost said watching again. Thank you for listening, and good luck out there.